exercise change.
In your opinion, how important is it to be clear about where you want to head before you get started?
I think it is. I've actually never really had them, but that was probably due to circumstance because, well, that's probably untrue because my goal was actually just to stay on the field, you know, and play a full season and not get injured and just be a regular in the team. So that's a goal in itself, not necessarily a goal, you know. Goals can come in all forms, I guess. You know, a cricketer might think, oh, goals to play for the Black Caps. You know, that is a goal.
Sure.
But there may be a goal prior to that. So all those things about goals being attainable and measurable and that are all important. But I guess you really need to work out, what your right goal is. Like if it's something like weight loss, something like that, it's a tough one because at what point do you say, well, what is weight loss? Is it 10 kgs? Is it 50 kgs? What is it? So if you can put a number on it or something, but then I think it's probably better to do things in little phases as opposed to have like a long-term goal where it's like 4 years away.
Too far,
I think. It'll just be, it's tough, you know. I mean, you look at Olympic athletes, these guys train for 4 years for this one event and they're amazing. That's an amazing, you know, physical thing to do. So to ask the majority of the population to do something like that is not going to happen. It's not reality.
Unrealistic.
Yeah, so to have something that's maybe 2 months away.
Right.
You know, if you want to do like a triathlon or a mini triathlon or half marathon or a 10K run or whatever, you can do those things. And they're really useful catalysts for people. I've seen lots of people that have adopted those events and then... But then you've just got to say, well, once that finishes, then where do I go after that? So you look for the next one. So you just, and then it comes down to a bit of personal pride, I think. Do you keep going? Do you give up? You know, then probably maybe a person's character is even in those times.
Yeah, and that's what you were saying before about is it just a goal and then do you go back to what you used to be before? Or do you integrate that into your life?
Yeah, well, I think... Some people, it might just take longer to have that integration. Like some people, like myself, might have snapped it up early and like, God, I really enjoy this. I really enjoy living healthy. I enjoy eating well. If I don't eat well, I feel bad because my values now are to be healthy and I don't feel like I'm living up to them. So I'm falling short. But some people, it might just take longer, but it will happen.
That's that faith again.
Yeah, I've never seen it not happen with people.
If that consistent,
I've never seen it not happen.
What I just before we move on, what I picked up there is with your approach to goals is that you have, you know, for example, your goal to not get injured in the season. That's kind of like a very, very broad kind of goal. And then within that goal, you have little phases that you'd chip away at that to achieve.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, cricket, we have different formats. We have our four-day stuff, our one-day stuff. Now we have T20. So during the season... There was, you know, I did have little blocks. And that first season back after surgery, you know, we had a little block for like four-day games, then T20, then one day is, then the rest, then like 6 4-day games to finish the season. And each time it was a little tick in the box.
So to try and
get through. And once I did, you know, that was a little bit further. And as I say, the goals became easier as the more confidence you build up. And that's probably with the majority of the population, you know, as your confidence grows that you can reach these goals, then you become more confident of getting the next one, hence going forward with it.